It's time for the Podketeer Podcast.
Good morning, Christopher Robin.
Oh, good morning, Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, well, glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That spells Tigger.
Now, isn't this a clever disguise?
It's the Podketeer Podcast with your host, Mark Tanner. Take it away, Mark.
This could be about anything. And if you're like me, you wait and see, for I've got curiosity.
Hi guys, just a little pre-show intro. This show was actually recorded, at least the beginning of it, on March the 6th, and I make a reference to the fact that Robert Sherman passed away yesterday. And that's because, as I said, this was recorded on March the 6th. So just wanted to clear that up before we started with the show. So on with the rest of it.
Hello, Podketeers, and welcome to episode 37 of the Podketeer Podcast. I'm on Main Street. And I came out today, kind of for one thing, to see what they had done for Robert Sherman, who unfortunately passed away yesterday on March the 5th. Robert Sherman was one of the Sherman brothers, Robert Richard Sherman, who wrote a goodly portion of the most famous Disney songs, including Small World, the Tiki Room song, There's a Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow, Feed the Birds, and all the other Mary Poppins songs, the Bare Necessities, and a number of others. I'm right now standing in front of the New Century Music Company. And adjacent to that is the Sherman Brothers door. It says, two brothers, tune makers, Richard M. Sherman and Robert B. Sherman, proprietors, will write your tunes for a song. And they have a wreath on a stand right in front of the door. Now, I've very seldom seen tributes like this inside the park, so this is a definite sign of just exactly how important they were to Disney. And anyone that knows the music knows just exactly how important the Sherman Brothers were, and Richard Sherman still is, to Disneyland and Disney as a whole. I was intending to come out here and try to get some audio from some of the Sherman Brothers rides. I've already recorded audio on almost all of those rides, and it is really cold out here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull some of the audio off of earlier trips to the park from rides that have Sherman Brothers music. And I'm also going to play some of the dedication ceremony for the door that was recorded a few years ago here at the park. So that being said, on with the show and on with all the goodies that I have put together for you.
Now, coming up here next, I have a couple of very interesting interviews by a young lady named Jennifer Smart. And she does something called Jenny Radio. It's a website. And she happened to be at the premiere of The Boys a few years back and got a nice interview with Richard Sherman. And also with the nephews of the Sherman Brothers. Well, the sons of the Sherman Brothers. Nephews of the other brother. And it's a pretty cool interview. She does a real good job. and I'm going to play that for you right here.
I'm speaking with Jeffrey and Gregory. Tell us a little bit about this documentary.
Well, this is a story about our fathers. We're cousins. And our fathers together for about 60 years have been writing a lot of songs for Disney movies, Disneyland, movies elsewhere, plays, commercials, TV shows, every place.
And as we were growing up, we realized a lot of people know all our dad's music, but nobody knows our dads. And our dads were extremely dimensional people that had tremendous individual and then collective careers. So we wanted to highlight that, and we decided to make a movie about it.
Are there any personal memories from working with your dad and uncle that are shown in this film?
Yes. There's one moment in the film, which I don't want to give away too much, but they were working on Mary Poppins. And when I was a little boy, even younger than you, I came home from school, and my dad was having trouble, and his dad were having trouble coming up with an idea for a song. And I had just had this thing called the Salk vaccine, which was a polio vaccine, and my dad said, Did they give you a shot? Did it hurt? And I said, no. They put it on a lump of sugar and put it on a spoon, and I ate it. And he went back with his father, and they wrote the song, A Spoonful of Sugar Helps the Medicine Go Down.
Doing the series of interviews we did, I got to know my uncle, which I didn't growing up, so that was a really exciting thing for me.
What were the challenges of making this film?
There were many challenges, and I think the most important one was to try and find the balance, not only between the two men and their stories, but the balance between how much music we would have and how many movies we would show and what music we wouldn't show, because they wrote over 1,000 songs. They did 50 movies. So where do you cut things out? They're all like children, you know? So that was a little challenging, to say the least.
I'm speaking with Mr. Sherman. You decided to live your life by communicating through music. What do you want people to take from this movie?
Well, I think the fact that two brothers who were totally different people got together and had a great time writing songs to make people happy. I think that's a very special thing, and we had a great deal of luck and a great deal of joy in our lifetime together writing songs. And it gave us a great outlet, you know, it was a great feeling of accomplishment. And when people tell us they love our stuff and they've enjoyed it all these years, it's very gratifying. No words can describe that.
What is the most challenging thing about working with family?
Well, I think you have to overcome, like, sibling rivalry. You have to respect the other person. And it takes a while. It's a little hard work, you know. But eventually, it paid off for Bob and myself.
Do you ever go to Disneyland to hear the songs you made for the rides?
You betcha. Absolutely. I love going to the Disneyland. I love all the rides there. And the ones that we rode, particularly, of course. We go to Small World and Tiki Room and the Carousel of Progress and all that. Yes, we do.
What projects are you working on?
We have two plays that are running all over the country now, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and Mary Poppins. They're both playing in theaters all around the country, and they'll be playing in Southern California this year. And I have a couple of other projects that I'm very much involved in.
Join us here each week, my friends. You're sure to get a smile from all us crazy Disney geeks here on Podcateer.
The great caricature artwork on the Podcateer website was created by Disneyland artist Catherine Clark. You may email her at portraitsandcaricatures@yahoo.com. Her blog is located at www.myspace.com/Clark_art.
Now, intermingled through the show, I'm going to play a number of clips that came from the movie The Boys, and it features interviews with Leonard Maltin, Dick Van Dyke, Roy Disney, Robert Sherman, Richard Sherman, and a few others that I don't recall offhand, but I think that's mostly everybody. And they're not the entire film by any stretch of the imagination, and I highly recommend that you find that someplace and watch it. It's available on Netflix, or at least it was last time I checked. And it's also available on Amazon and a number of other places. So it's out there and well worth watching. I saw it the first time at the very first D23. That's also where I got a chance to sing Small World with Richard Sherman, which is cool beyond belief. Okay, so coming up here is going to be the first of the clips from The Boys, and I'm going to mix it in there with some other odds and ends that I dug up, and that'll be it. So here we go.
It was not a typical studio. It wasn't like a factory that made movies. It was like a big college campus.
We loved everything we did, everything. It was an inspiration. That 10 years at the studio was just full of inspiration. We wrote, how many, 30 films? Each one was exciting, each one was different.
They were writing songs for Annette Funicello for her record albums. They were writing song. They wrote songs for Zorro. They wrote songs for some of the TV series, the multi-installment shows that would be on Walt's weekly television program.
The world is a carousel of color.
And we were doing 7 different things at one time.
So they were an integral part of the Walt Disney Company and all the different facets of Walt's output during those years, and those were great years.
So Bob and I, terrified, walked into Walt Disney's office.
And he started talking about a picture with 2 girls that were sisters. They were twins, but they had never met. They meet in summer camp. We let him go for a while. We said, but Mr. Disney, where?
We didn't let him go. This was Walt Disney talking to us. You don't interrupt a man like that. But at a certain point, Bob got the courage to say, Mr. Disney, we came here to play you a song for the Horse Masters. And we played the first song we ever wrote for a Disney production, and that was a song called Strummin' Song.
He listened to the song, and he said, yeah, that'll work. And we got kind of confused. What do you mean it'll work? It's a good song. We didn't realize that when he said it'll work, he meant it'll work.
Walt, of course, was never quite satisfied with anything, but he would drag you into doing something even better than you thought you could.
He said, listen, I wasted a lot of time on this other thing, so why don't you get him a script and maybe we can come up with a song for this picture.
Let's get together, yeah, yeah, yeah. Why don't you and I combine? Let's get together, why do you say? We could have a swinging time.
This next clip features Walt Disney and the Sherman Brothers. It is a promotional video made to talk General Electric into the Carousel of Progress, which was a part of the World's Fair.
There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.
Well, it sounds pretty good. In fact, that's just the right spirit. Our songwriters, Dick and Bob Sherman of the Walt Disney Studio. The Sherman Brothers have written many of the wonderful songs for our motion pictures and television shows, and I think this song, written especially for you, captures the spirit of the General Electric Pavilion at the New York World's Fair. Thanks, boys.
Thanks.
Say goodbye to the folks.
Bye-bye.
There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
As I said, that's the spirit. Well, a beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away. That says we're going places. There's progress ahead. And that's just the mood we want for the whole pavilion.
I wanna go! Park hopping fast, ride dropping, flying through space, mountain sky.
I wanna
magical
go.
Dreaming, tower drop screaming, it's a spectacular night.
I wanna
jungle
go.
Cruise roaring, Toy Story scoring, electric light parading, my heart's
It was such a knockdown, drag-out song of great vaudeville quality, and I hoped that we would be allowed, that Dick and I would be allowed to take it as far as we did. And thanks to Dick and Bob and our orchestrators, it did go as far as I hoped it would go.
But then I was thinking, we have to lip-sync this, so do not mess around and do any Jimmy Stewart. Blah, blah, blah. So every time I did a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, right on the money, right on the beat. So I knew when I got to that pre-record, I'd be able to lip sync it.
Can you say it backwards? I can.
I never did learn to say it backwards, and Julie always could. To this day, I can't do it. And I meet little kids that can do it.
It's a great party piece for me with kids, because when they say I loved supercalifragilistic, I said, yeah, but can you say it backwards? Can you? Yes.
Docious aliexpiistic, fragicalirupus.
Very good.
Thank you. That's going a little far, as Mary Poppins would say.
Docious aliexpiistic, fragicalirupus.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Opposites attract, and it creates this kind of angst, you know, this kind of creative tension, and it can be very dynamic, and it can be a real pain.
The creative process is a very insecure one. It's a very exciting, but it's very insecure. I'm very excited about this, but is it any good? You know? And they deal with a lot of personal angst, and everybody has their own way of dealing with angst.
But the dynamics of collaboration in terms of what we do in writing musicals and in writing animated musicals is enormous. Both personalities playing off of each other.
I'd finish his sentences, he'd finish mine. He knew what I was going to say before I said it. We'd look at each other and he'd say, 1937. I'd say, yeah, that, okay, forget that. And that meant that's an old-fashioned idea, was done in, you know, that's the kind of thing we just sort of had a shorthand.
This show is brought to you by the fine folks at Toys Etc., your one-stop shop for all the toys your mom threw away. Looking for something special for a birthday or anniversary? Find that special person a toy from their past. If anyone can find it, it's Toys Etc. Look them up at toysetc.com. That's TOYZETC.com.
Time we ever wrote a song for the theme park was the very first audio animatronics show ever done, and that was the Enchanted Tiki Room, still playing even to this day. And it has orchids singing, you know, birds singing in the trees. But when we first saw this thing, we didn't know what it was. I remember we both looked at each other and said, "What is this?" And Walt said, "Well, you guys are going to write a song to explain it." And we did this calypso for the show, and it seemed to work. It's still playing. Welcome to our tropical hideaway, you lucky people, you. If we weren't in the show starting right away, we'd be in the audience too. Everybody.
We're in the tiki, 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 tiki room. In the tiki, 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 tiki room. All the birds sing words
and the flowers croon.
In the tiki, 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 tiki room.
Oh, my siestas are getting shorter and shorter. Oh, look at all the people. Welcome to Walt Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room. Hey, Michael, mi amigo, pay attention, it's show time.
So it is, and what darling people I have sitting under me. Pierre, you rascal, you, let's put on the show.
Mon ami, I am always ready, as you say, to put on the show. Oh, pardon, madame, that whistle was for my good friend, Fritz.
Ach, du lieber, I almost fell out of my upper perch. Glad to see you all aboard, ashore, or wherever you are. My goodness, you're all staring at us. We better start the show rolling.
Wait, wait, we forgot to wake up the Glee Club.
Ole, it's show time.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room,
welcome to our tropical hideaway, you lucky people, you. If we weren't in the show starting right away, we'd be the audience too.
All together in the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room.
I sing so beautiful, I should sing solo.
See, so low we can't hear you.
My voice may not be so marvelous, but my profile is out of this world.
Jawohl, but the trouble is, it's not far enough out of this world. Isn't that right, Herr Schmidt? I see Schmidt has no hair.
Mi amigo, stop the clucking. You sound like a bunch of old hens. There's a lot of birds waiting to go on. For instance...
The boys in the back are called macaws.
Because of their claws?
No, because they're macaws. And our fine feathered friend is a jolly toucan. And toucan sound better than one toucan can.
The bird of paradise is an elegant bird. It likes to be seen and it loves to be heard. Most little birdies will fly away, but the tiki room birds are here every day.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing words
and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room,
our show is delightful, we hope you'll agree. We hope that it fills you with pleasure and glee. Because if we don't make you feel like that, we're gonna wind up on a lady's hat.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing words
and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room,
our magnificent production is yet to come. So strum the guitar and beat the drum. We've been a hit and we know you adore us. So come on and join us in another chorus.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
a little softer.
All the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
Ah-ha! Applause! Applause! See, that's crazy.
Mes amis, such wonderful singing calls for applause.
Si, amigos, applause.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Écoutez, écoutez, listen, listen.
I think maybe it's music.
Yeah, it is Offenbach.
You stay off of my Bach and I'll stay off of your Bach.
Shh, let's be quiet and listen. Birdies a great big hand.
We applaud, applaud.
Yeah, you down there with both hands.
And now, senors and senoritas, please place your eyes into the center of the room, that is. We present the enchanted fountain.
Ach, yeah. And the wunderbar birdmobile, which has birds on it, and it goes round and round. And that's why we call it a birdmobile.
Look, here come the girls.
Mesdames and messieurs, introducing the lovely ladies of the ensemble. Just like the folie bergère with all the feathers, there's Colette. Hello, Colette. Suzette. Hello, Mimi. Gigi. Fifi. Josephine.
I wonder what happened to Rosita. National anthem.
Kids, oh, sing like the birds sing. Tweet, 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 tweet.
Sing sweet. sweetly.
Let's all wobble like nightingales. C'est magnifique. Take your time from the birds. Now you all know the words. Sing along with us.
Now we want you people down there to sing along with us birds up here. All together now, let's all sing like the birdies sing.
Let's all sing like the birdies sing.
Tweet, 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 tweet.
Tweet, 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 tweet.
Let's all sing like the birdies sing.
Let's all sing like the birdies sing.
Sweet, 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 sweet.
Sweet, 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 sweet.
Let's all warble like nightingales.
Let's all warble like nightingales.
Give your throat a treat.
Give your throat a treat.
Take your time from the birds.
Take your time from the birds. Now you all know the words. Sweet, 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 sweet.
Everybody whistle. Good.
Wunderbar, wunderbar. Give yourselves a hand.
A little applause for the girls, too.
Ah, that was magnifique.
See, no one laid an egg but me.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we have something really big for you.
Yeah, the birds stand still and the tiki room flies away.
Mon ami, quit talking while I'm interrupting. Ladies and gentlemen, now we present direct from the islands a musical luau.
Tahua ina, a tahua iwa ina. Ehu heimela, a piliko o luala. Pututu ilu a ite toela. Panu nipo ite pahala.
Ooh.
somebody has stolen my thunder.
I think someone has left the shower running.
Be careful, me fine friends. The gods have been angered by all the celebrating. But, me buckos, every cloud has a silver lining.
Monsieur and Madame, it's time to say adieu. But we hope you will always remember the amazing things which happened here in Walt Disney's enchanted Tiki Room.
The birdies have their fling. You've heard the flowers sing. Tiki's play the drums. Hear them do the chant.
Let's give the birds a standing ovation. Applause, up down there, applause. Everybody stand up on your feet. Olé!
And now, as long as you're all standing,
we have a wonderful magic trick for you.
Yeah, a wunderbar trick. Everybody, face the door. And the trick is, we're gonna make you all disappear.
Hi ho, hi ho, wings out the door you go. We hope you've all enjoyed the show. Hi ho, hi ho, hi ho, hi ho, hi ho. Keep marching in the road. Don't stop to look.
Songwriters, Dick and Bob Sherman of the Walt Disney Studio.
Jim, Jiminy, Jim, Jiminy, Jim, Jim, Cherie.
These are the people who wrote every song that every child has grown up with.
Win it up, poop, win it up, poop.
Moments that touch your heart.
He's winning up.
I want to be like you.
I remember the songs more than I remember the movie itself.
The wonderful thing about Tigger is Tigger's a wonderful thing.
Modern media, television movies, and Disneyland, they just were in this extraordinary position to have a gigantic impact.
We were just reveling in our relationships with the studio and with Walt.
When we come up with a good song idea, there were no two happier guys in the world. And we knew it. We both looked at each other. We did it, yeah.
We had no sibling rivalry when it came to writing.
Everything in their career has pushed them into being two halves of a whole. They are, by fate and fame, shackled together.
You cannot forget a Sherman Brothers song for your entire life.
The biggest word you ever heard, this is how it goes.
I blew it.
You'll always sound precocious, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Well, in case you haven't already figured it out, that last little bit of audio I played for you was the movie trailer for The Boys. So be sure to check it out. And Disneyland and Walt Disney Company, I hope you'll forgive me for the couple of little pieces of music I played tonight. It was in honor of the Sherman Brothers, and please do not abuse the music. If you want the music, go buy it. Just leave this alone as part of the podcast. And as I said, please forgive me for this transgression. I try not to play too much music on the show, but I felt that this was appropriate in honor of the Sherman Brothers, especially Robert Sherman, who passed away this week. So, folks, I hope you enjoyed episode 37 of Podketeer, and I hope you'll be back with us next week for another episode. We're creeping up on episode 40. I don't think I'm going to do anything particularly special. Maybe for 50. We'll see. Y'all take care of yourselves. You have a magical Disney week. And we'll see you out at the park.
Hello, Podketeers. I hope you enjoy today's show, and we'll come back next week and see what crazy stuff Mark has cooked up. Until then, have yourself a magical Disney week. This is Carrie Foppin signing off.
Podketeer is in no way associated with the Walt Disney Company or any of its affiliates. Mickey Mouse Copyright 1928, The Walt Disney Company. Any similarity to Disney characters or real persons without satirical purpose, the act of reviewing products, or reporting on newsworthy events, is entirely coincidental. This podcast is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 license. For more information, visit our website at www.podketeer.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh.
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
Huh? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
So is Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
Home.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.